Kennedy Center sells out showings of The King of Kings after Pride Month events were canceled. By Katherine Hamilton on June 3, 2025. The Kennedy Center began the month of June by debuting the Angel Studios hit film The King of Kings, an animated movie that goes through the life of Jesus. It comes after a week's worth of events celebrating LGBTQ+ rights ahead of the World Pride Festival in Washington, D.C. were canceled. The center held two showings of the film on June 1 as part of its effort to revamp its family-focused programming to include more faith-based content. Both shows were a huge success and the event's prayer wall was completely full, a spokesperson for the Kennedy Center told Breitbart News. Both shows completely sold out, proving what Kennedy Center President Ambassador Richard Grenell has been saying all along. The American people want to see more family-friendly programming, the spokesperson said. A synopsis of the film, which has 97% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes, states: a father tells his son the greatest story ever told, and what begins as a bedtime tale becomes a life-changing journey. Through vivid imagination, the boy walks alongside Jesus, witnessing his miracles, facing his trials, and understanding his ultimate sacrifice. The King of Kings invites us to rediscover the enduring power of hope, love, and redemption through the eyes of a child. When I saw the advertising campaign for The King of Kings, I immediately knew we needed to have it come to the Kennedy Center, Grenell said in a press release. Coincidentally, I was asked to be on a panel with the CEO of Angel Studios, so I cornered him. This is family-friendly programming that we will be doing more of in the future. The event marks the first time since 2022 that the Kennedy Center has featured a Jesus-centric show, Fox News reported. The only other recent show with Christian themes was a 2022 showing of Jesus Christ Superstar, a 1970s musical considered sacrilegious by many Christians. The venue has hosted gospel singers and classical performances by composers such as Mozart and Beethoven, some of which were originally commissioned for church music, according to the report. The film came out last month and earned a strong $19.3 million during its first weekend in theaters. The film has since grossed over $66 million worldwide. The King of Kings has become the most successful theatrically released faith-based animated film in history, said David Fisher, head of acquisitions and business affairs at Angel Studios. But its greatest achievement is in the hearts it's moved, and its screening at the Kennedy Center is a symbol of just how far truth and light can travel. Earlier this year, President Donald Trump pledged to reform the Kennedy Center, and he ultimately replaced its board and appointed himself chairman. He also asked Special Envoy Grenell to serve as the center's president. At my direction, we are going to make the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. great again, Trump posted to Truth Social in February. Just last year, the Kennedy Center featured drag shows specifically targeting our youth. This will stop. Katherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.